Sunday the 3rd of December 2017, 10:45 service. This was our toy service come Shoebox Sunday service. The Bible reading is Psalm 100 from the Message version of the Bible. The talk is entitled The Joy of the Lord, and our speaker is our church administrator, Pauline Looms.
On your feet now, applaud God. Bring a gift of laughter, sing yourselves into his presence. Know this, God is God. He made us, we didn't make him. We're his people, his well-tended sheep. Enter with the password, thank you. Make yourselves at home, talking praise. Thank him, worship him. For God is sheer beauty, all generous in love, loyal always and ever.
Well done, give a round of applause. And Pauline is going to come and open that word to us. Pauline. Let's give her a round of applause as well, because she works so hard. Bless her.
Morning, everybody. We've got a video clip to watch. Is anyone not laughing? That just makes me laugh so much. And it's great to laugh, isn't it? Laughter just makes you feel so happy. We're thinking about the joy of the Lord today. And when I was thinking about what I wanted to say today, I looked up to see how many times the word joy is mentioned in the Bible. And it's about 220 times, but that is just the word joy. It's not joyful, rejoice, joyfulness. Just the word joy is over 200 times. So I think we can take it as a given that God wants us to be happy, and he wants to hear us laugh. So with that in mind, we're just going to play a bit of a game this morning, and I'm going to ask the staff team to come up. And the reason that I'm asking the staff team is because they're really serious and they never laugh very much at all. Right, can you stand up on me?
Come on then.
Paul, where's Paul? Right, come on. Come on, and Neil. Right, this is your staff team, minus Christine, who's preaching at another church day, and Sarah, who, believe it or not, has gone on a spa day. Don't you think we're just a really fine bunch?
Oh, absolutely.
What a good-looking staff team.
Exactly. Right, you need to line up. This game is called the No Laughing Game.
Right.
So, as the title says, you are not to laugh. So we're going to start at that end. Neil, you need to say ha.
Ha.
Scott, ha ha.
Ha ha.
Debbie, ha ha ha.
Ha 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 ha.
Right, so you're just going to add a ha every time, and then if there's still anyone left, go back the other way. You start with one ha. And the idea is that they don't laugh. So as soon as they laugh, they're out. Okay, so you will be the judges. If anyone laughs, you need to say they're out.
Out.
Bye. Right. Okay. Yeah. Go.
Ha ha
ha ha ha
ha ha ha.
Right, now you start with ha. Go back the other way.
Ha ha ha
ha ha ha
ha ha ha ha.
Okay.
Ha 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 ha
ha ha
ha. Okay, Chica, you can start it off this time. Start with one ha.
Ha.
Ha ha.
Ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha
ha.
Ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha. Ha 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 ha.
Out! Out! Right, we're down to three. Okay, go on, Neil, you can... All right, Chica, go on, you start. One ha.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Ha ha ha.
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 Ha. Ha.
Ha. They're a tough bunch, aren't they? I think you need to try and make them laugh.
Ha. Ha.
Ha.
Ha.
Ha.
Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha.
Ha.
Ha. Ha. Ha.
Make them look at each other.
I told you it was serious. Kids, can you come and do a little dance down here that will make them laugh? Come on. Come on. That's it. Come on. Go for it. Go on, Chica. Go on.
You put a time limit.
Keep going, keep going. Everybody, try and make them laugh. We need a winner.
Is that a smile on Neil's face?
Yeah. 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 They're saying. Yeah. Right, Chica and Debbie, come on, we need a winner. Look at the children while you're doing it. Just keep adding one every time.
Look at each other.
Right, okay, guys, you can go and sit down. Right, don't go anywhere, you need to stay here because you're the winner. Right, and I need six children. Six children to do the same thing. Come on, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There we go. You can play this with your families when you get home. Right, let me squeeze through. Right, here's chocolate for us poor losers. Oh, it's okay, it's out of the fridge in the office. I don't know. Who else? Neil. Can you give one to Neil? And Debbie. I'll give you yours later. Right, okay, exactly the same thing. No laughing. No laughing at all. Straight face. You start at the end. One ha. Add a ha every time. As soon as you laugh, you're out. Go. You're not in this one. Right, okay. Quinn, start with ha. Go back the other way. One ha. Oh, you're out. Good. Okay. Lucy, ha. Oh, they're tough as well, aren't they? Okay, keep going. We need one winner from this round. They're better than the adults. Right, okay, guys, come on, get up, make them laugh. Come on. Andrew, stop. Come on. Okay, go on. Between you two. I think she's going to crack.
Who's smiling?
Well done, Lucy. Right, chocolate. Here you go, guys. Can you give that to everybody that played the game? Right, now we're going to have a final laugh off. So it's between you, Lucy, and Chica. So this is the big...
You've got to laugh. Go on,
Lucy. This is the...
Go on,
Lucy. No, no laugh. It's still a no laugh.
Oh, no laugh.
Yeah, so it's still... This is the big no laugh, no laugh off. So it's you against Chica. So exactly the same thing. Whoever doesn't laugh is the overall winner. Okay? So up on the stage. No, we haven't started yet. So up on the stage. Right, ready. So this is it. This is between Lucy and Chica. And whoever doesn't laugh is a big winner. Go. Ha ha ha. Add one on.
Ha 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 ha.
Ha 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 ha.
Lucy's a champion! There we go, look! Look! And one for the runner-up as well, there we go.
Thank you.
Right, okay.
All good here at share.
Right, I've forgotten what's happening now, so just give me a minute. Right, okay, so this morning we're talking about shoeboxes, and this year we're going with a different charity. A lot of you will know this by now. For years we've gone with Samaritan's Purse. This is the new charity we're going with. They're called Teens for You. And they're a much smaller charity. They concentrate mainly on shoeboxes, and they also do a project with teenage girls in Africa where they supply teenage girls with underwear and sanitary products so they don't have to miss school. So that's a really big project that they're doing. But their main project is shoeboxes. Last year they sent 33,000 shoeboxes to Eastern Europe, and they went to Belarus, Ukraine, Romania, and... They're at the moment trying to get into Bosnia. So this is Dave Cook. It's his charity. Many of you know Dave Cook is the guy who started the shoebox campaign back in 1990. He was so moved by the news that broke over here about the orphanages in Romania. I don't know if any of you remember that. It was a really big story. And he decided that he would go to Romania with... lots of his mates. They took loads of trucks, they took loads of medical equipment, and Dave's sister had the idea about making these shoeboxes, filling them with gifts for the children. So that's how the shoebox started. This is one of the pictures that came out of the orphanages in Romania. So that was how shoebox started. I really like this charity. Because they do just go to Eastern Europe. Samaritan's Purse is so big now, they go all around the world, but they've got so big, this, it's lost that personal touch. This feels really personal. And the other thing that this charity does that I really like is that they do home boxes. So yesterday we packed loads and loads of home boxes, which mainly go to older ladies, and they're just packed full of sort of useful items for around the house and luxuries as well. So we put sweets and things like that in them as well. So probably most of you will know that I'm very passionate about shoeboxes. I believe that God laid it on my heart, the children of Eastern Europe, many years ago. And that passion has never gone away, and it's never lessened, and that's why I'm still doing it 19 years later. Sorry. No, don't clap. During those years, I've been really privileged because I've been able to go to Eastern Europe and I've been able to hand out shoeboxes to the children. And my first trip was to Belarus, and I went with a team of 15 people. None of us knew each other. There was 15 of us. And to be honest, we were not prepared for what we saw when we were there. We were not prepared. We had no idea of what we were going to see. And to be honest, it was heartbreaking. So we went into orphanage after orphanage. We went into, there was a home for abandoned babies. We went into a hospital where children were ill, being treated for throat cancer due to the nuclear fallout in Chernobyl. We even went into a boys' prison. Boys aged 10 to 14 in prison, mostly because they were stealing food because they were starving, but they were in this children's prison. So it really was heartbreaking. And at the end of each visit, the end of each day when we'd maybe done two or three of these things, we would all come together as a team and we would pray. And we all cried, even the men, we all cried because it was truly emotional. And we questioned God. We said, you know, why are these children living like this? Why is this happening? And, you know, God answered us, each in a different way. But what he said was, you know why. Why are you asking me? Just look around you. Look at the corruption. Look at the greed. Look at the dishonesty. That is why I've sent you. That is why you're here. He said, because these children have so much misery and unhappiness in their lives. They need you to show them my joy. They need you to show the joy of the Lord, and that's why you're here. And that's what we did. We sort of pulled our socks up and we got on with it, and it was just amazing. And you, until you see it firsthand, you really can't understand that true joy that children get from a shoebox. And you have to think that for most of the children, the shoebox will be their only gift at Christmas. And for a lot of them, it would be their first ever gift. And there were children that didn't understand the concept of being given a gift. So we would give them a box and they would try to give it back because they didn't understand actually that it was a gift for them. So I'm just going to ask Ella to come up if she doesn't mind. She's just got a little story to tell. Ella's a member of our church. She's married to Johnny in the band, and they've got beautiful Jake over there, who, by the way, is being baptised here on Christmas Eve. Let me just get the... So Ella's just going to tell her story. Do you want to come and stand up here?
So, for those of you who don't know, I grew up in Romania. My mom was a single mother. We were four girls, so there were a lot of mouths to feed. My dad was an alcoholic, so there wasn't much support. And, sorry, this is like a bit emotional. But basically, I was telling Pauline that we basically didn't really have any gifts as we were growing up because there wasn't enough money for it. So Christmas or birthdays or things like that, it just was, we had the basic, we had food, we had clothing, but that was it. And I remember, I honestly think that the first gifts we actually got was when the shoeboxes came to Romania, and we got them in our church. And on Christmas Eve is the tradition that you basically, all the kids have a service and they sing carols. And at the end we were given the shoeboxes. No one knew, so it was a massive surprise and it was brilliant. And I think I got them 3 years in a row. And I think the last time I got them I was about 14. And one thing that stuck with me, I don't remember much what it was in those boxes, but one thing that stuck with me was the fact that in the last box, there was this tiny little lip balm that was glittery and it tasted like apples. And it was such a big thing for me as I was growing up. Girls are insecure at that age. And just having that was such a major thing for me. It made me feel so feminine. And I remember holding on to it for dear life, and it actually lasted me all the way through summer. Oh, and that's all I want to share.
Thank you so much, Ella. I know she was a bit nervous about coming up and saying that, but do, if you can, have a chat with Ella afterwards. I'm sure she'll be happy to tell you about her shoebox experience. But how amazing that there's someone in our church family that has actually had the experience of a shoebox firsthand. So God calls us to be selfless. He calls us to be generous. He calls us to care for the poor and the underprivileged and the needy. And that's exactly what we've done. We have nearly 600 shoeboxes here. And not yet, but we will have lots and lots of amazing toys under the tree. And they will be going to, the toys under the tree will be going to local children. So we're serving children in Eastern Europe. We're also serving local children because actually poverty is right on our doorstep. And we possibly don't see that day to day, but it is. And the toys will be going to the Women's Refuge in Ilford. Now, they take families in that literally have to leave home with nothing. Literally, the clothes that they stand up in, they will be taken from their home because of violence in the home and abuse. So they will have nothing. These children that are separated at Christmas from their parents, their families, their siblings, and also children that have been suffered abuse and neglect. So the toys under the tree are also going to a really good cause. So I just want to say, for every shoebox and every gift under the tree, I just want to say a massive thank you from the bottom of my heart. It is amazing. And I say every year, you're so generous. And also thank you to, I know Martin's already said thank you, but yesterday was absolutely fantastic, absolutely amazing. I don't know how many people there, loads and loads and loads. Lots of people who don't come to church, which is fantastic as well. It was just such a good mixture. The kids all got involved. We had the guys with a supermarket, Sainsbury's supermarket trolley. We don't know where it came from, but we were using that. We didn't steal it. We were using that to bring the boxes over. It was absolutely a fantastic day. And as Martin said earlier, we had the ladies feeding us. It was really, really amazing. So I don't know whether you noticed, but at the end of the clip that we showed at the beginning, I think it said something like, happiness starts with a smile. What are you waiting for? Yeah. So I thought, what are we waiting for? I want to set you a challenge this week. I want you to smile all the time. I know it's not easy, but like when you're at work or, you know, if you're Christmas shopping amongst all those crowds of bad-tempered shoppers, just try smiling at people. Don't walk along looking at the ground. Lift your head up and look at people and smile at them. And you'd be amazed how good it makes you feel. But also, you don't know what a difference you're making to somebody's day just by giving them a smile. Yeah.
Fantastic, Pauline. And Pauline is the driving force behind that and has been for many, many years. And it's really great. Let's give her another round of applause. It's fantastic.